Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The breaking Fox News alert. The FBI has raided former President Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago. Feds were executing a search warrant. President Trump issued a statement on the raid saying this. These are dark times for our nation, as my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group.
Yeah, there you hear Fox last night reporting on this right after it happened with reaction from President Trump. What a shocking turn of events yesterday. Let me get to Tommy Lahren joining us this morning. Obviously, Fox News contributor. She got a new Fox News commentary that's going to be running on stations across the country. Tommy, welcome in.
Oh, thank you for having me on this slow news day, of course.
Nothing going on. Every day I walk in here, they laid something else on my lap for me to talk about. This one, though, Tommy, is unprecedented and makes us look like, some Central American country that has no idea what's going on. And this is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. It's reprehensible. And I've been saying since it happened, there better be a very, very good explanation for all of this. And they should have gone in there, and whatever they were looking for, they better have found it. And it better be some kind of big bombshell thing. Because if it's a nothing burger, if it's even lukewarm, oh boy, there's going to be hell to pay. And that should be the feeling of every American, by the way, not just Trump supporters, not just conservatives, not just Republicans. Every American should be terrified at how terrified the swamp is of Donald J. Trump.
Well, they should be. But of course, their Maggie Haberman over on CNN is already tap dancing. Wait for this.
We're all going to remember being together on this night, because this is a night where you are going to remember where you were. Even if this doesn't end up ultimately leading to, you know, where Trump's critics and political opponents, and I don't mean in the White House, but I mean Democrats, some Democrats hope it would go. It's still a remarkable moment.
Oh, it's a remarkable moment, Tommy. Didn't you know that?
Did you hear how much she had to backtrack that word vomit? It's like she said the quiet part out loud, and she's basically sitting there like, oh boy, you know, even if this didn't go how Hillary and Obama and Biden wanted it to go, boy, it's still going to be a great night.
Yeah.
Again, I think we're going to be replaying all of these, and it's going to sound really great in midterm times. I have a feeling that all this cheering from the left and how excited they are is going to crash and burn quicker than they know.
Tell me, I had thought this a week or two ago, and then I had a caller earlier this morning who pointed out that he thought it's an attempt to goad Donald Trump into announcing a run for the presidency before the midterms so his name would be on the ballot. Is that too much of a conspiracy theory?
No, I don't think it's entirely a conspiracy theory. You know, I think it's one of two things. They're either trying to torpedo and sabotage Donald Trump so badly that he doesn't run, or that he loses in 2024, or so that he doesn't get Republican support. I don't think that's going to happen. That's going to be the backfire moment. Or they are smarter than we're giving them credit for, and they are less terrified of Donald Trump than they are of Ron DeSantis, and they're hoping that this gins up support for Donald Trump so they can run against him instead of DeSantis. That is something that I initially thought as well. Either one looks horrible for them, and neither one is going to work.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, the first thing that came to my mind was that Roger Stone raid for a process crime. They raided that man's house in the middle of the night and just, you know, happened to have a CNN crew along with them when it happened. This kind of stuff just reeks.
Yeah, imagine if our institutions cared as much about protecting the integrity of our nation, of protecting the American people, protecting the homeland and true justice as they do going after political rivals. You know, our country would look a lot different today, I can tell you that much. But no, instead they go after Donald Trump. They go after parents at school board meetings. That apparently seems to be their priority. And it's a real shame because it reflects badly on law enforcement as a whole. And it really shouldn't, because these are not agents that represent the whole of law enforcement out there in the streets every day trying to do their job and protect Americans and communities. Unfortunately, though, it is going to be a stain on that entire community.
Well, no kidding. And you know, if, for your job and my job, it certainly makes life interesting. I know you're going to be doing Fox News commentary now. I've heard those run on this station before. That's going to be heard across the country, right?
Yeah, so we're going to be in all the affiliates. I'm now the exclusive voice of Fox News commentary twice a day. So it's just going to be all me. And boy, I have plenty to fit into 58 seconds every morning twice a day. I can tell you that much. Sometimes it's hard to keep it down to that short of content. So good thing I talk fast. But yes, I'm the new exclusive voice of the Fox News commentary, and I appreciate all your support.
Yeah, well, congratulations on that. It's just sort of like the Tommy Lahren soapbox, right?
Hey, listen, I will take it because there's plenty to talk about and I got plenty to say.
Yeah. You know, I'm watching what's going on in this country, and I'm sure this is going to be part of your commentary here at some point. But you've got a group of people who are in charge, the House right now, the Senate and the White House, who suddenly decided that in the middle of of all indications of recession, we should go ahead and spend trillions of dollars more. And by the way, hire 87,000 new IRS agents.
Yeah, we should hire IRS agents and we should put more money into fighting climate change, because that's what the average American really cares about right now as they're struggling to find baby formula or afford their groceries. Again, this is just another attempt at build back better, which we know is build back worse. But now they've added in a side of tree hugging and virtue signaling. This is what the Democrats do. I believe it's all to just increase dependence upon the federal government. This has been their plan all along. They haven't been able to accomplish it. And honestly, I'm quite frankly very disappointed in Joe Manchin. And I think he's going to be very disappointed in himself.
Tommy Lahren, my guest from Fox. You know, I've worried for a long time that we've lost part of the younger generation. Obviously, in schools, we've seen the garbage that they get fed constantly from a young age. Is it going to take something like this to wake them up to the reality? Do you see that in your generation?
I think in my generation, the millennials are starting to wake up a little bit. I worry about the younger generations, of course, the Gen Zers out there that are just on TikTok. And, you know, of course, they're being educated and indoctrinated in our school. I worry about them. I realize that a lot of them don't understand what's going on, nor do they care. And that's the unfortunate part. But it's going to be up to parents. It's going to be up to us to make sure that we're delivering the message and delivering it strongly to beat through all of the pop culture nonsense and BS, because young people need to realize this is the greatest nation on the face of the earth. This nation is ruined. There's nowhere to flee to. So we better make sure we're preserving and protecting it. America first all the way.
Well done. If not here, where? That's a great point. Tommy Lahren, the new voice of Fox News commentary. Hey, great having you on this morning, Tommy. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. We'll talk soon. Tommy Lahren there, taking over. You'll hear her. You'll hear those vignettes run through the course of the day on Fox News affiliates across the country. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to my friend John Lamping, former Missouri senator. And, you know, what happens next year? I told you earlier, Real Clear Politics has a map out showing Missouri kind of pink. I mean, not dark red, like likely Republican, but they seem to have some questions about this race this fall with Eric Schmidt and Trudy Bush Valentine and an independent thrown into the mix. We'll kick it around with John Lamping in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.